This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Well, it's a 1 o'clock hour on a Friday. It's time for a little fan club. It's been a few weeks since we had one in studio. We've been up at training camp. It's good to have a real fan club Friday. It's presented by our friends over at Circa Sports, Circa Casino and Resort out in Las Vegas. Of course, Cody and I are headed there next Thursday and Friday. Going to be doing some shows out there for their big Circa Millions and Circa Survivor contest weekend. We're putting together an entry for Circa Millions. If you're not familiar with how it all works, Circa Million, you pick five games against the spread each week. There's 126 ways to win, $6 million guaranteed. There's also Circa Survivor. It's pretty simple. You pick
Survivor
one team a week, no point spread. You last the longest, you win it all. I say it's simple, but it's actually extremely difficult to last more than a month or so in that contest. But it's $15 million guaranteed. You enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, $21 million guaranteed. Visit circusports.com. for details. If you've listened to this show for a couple years, if you've been part of Fan Club Friday before, one of our favorite guests we have stopping by is Andrew Olson. Andrew Olson's in studio. We're going to talk some football with him, but you come bringing new gifts. You come bringing some new cocktails for us today. What have you been up to, man?
Yeah, so I'm working for Lalo Tequila now. This is one of the hottest premium Blanco tequilas on the market right now, and I was fortunate enough to get a job with them back in March and hit the ground running. We've already doubled business in Missouri and Kansas, so wow. I'm pretty stoked
right.
about it. Yeah,
there
so
we go.
Yeah, we got some Palomas here in front of you, a little right. tahine and some lime on top.
Cody,
great way to spend a Friday.
You noticed right away the presentation. I told you earlier was going to be this way.
I'm sorry that I don't present the drinks in the fashion you want.
Look how perfect it is
for Fan Club. Sometimes when I'm, you know. We just wrapped up camp this week.
You can just taste the difference, Cody. You can just taste the
Maybe
difference.
Maybe that's just the quality of the tequila.
I think it's the tequila. It is. Yeah, I'll be honest. So
you switched gigs. You went to Lalo.
Yeah. Switched gigs. Loving it. Great brand. Great people. The company's awesome. Actually got to spend some time with Lalo out in St. Louis back in June. Just an epic
Like with Lalo
experience.
Himself.
Himself, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So he named it. Okay, so Lalo is an actual person.
Yeah, so he named
not just
it,
the character from Breaking Bad in that. Lalo,
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
So,
it's connected. It's connected.
Same universe, but Lalo's the yeah. The
so
character,
Lalo Jr. is the tequila or master distiller. His father is who he named it after because his father did the same thing in 1989 when he launched his brand called Don Julio.
Familiar.
That he named
familiar
after
with Don Julio.
Yeah. So Lalo Jr. is doing his own thing and kicking butt, and we love it.
He's a tequila legacy.
Oh, 100%, third generation, yeah.
I'm sure there's people listening to I was not familiar with the brand at all.
Yeah.
The bottling, everything looks, I mean, it looks high-end. It looks beautiful, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, every drink you've made us before is amazing because you're an expert at this thing. But this is perfect for a hot day outside. It's smooth.
I wasn't sure if either of you guys were tequila fans or not.
In mixed drinks, I'm usually not someone that's going to sip on tequila.
Oh, but really
but
good sipping tequila.
I know. There's a difference. I understand the higher end stuff is good, but usually it's mixed drinks for me with tequila, which is what we're drinking today.
Totally, and this is like crisp, clean, additive free. You know, like that's...
Is it 100% agave?
100% agave, you know.
Classic tequila stuff.
Made right outside of Guadalajara in Jalisco, Mexico. So it's the real deal.
Did you get to go to Guadalajara yet?
Dude, they took the entire team right before I started.
Dang!
Eventually,
yeah,
right?
I've been down there a couple times already with some other brands and had a good time. So I'm aware, you know, obviously I've got a pretty decent background in my distilling knowledge and cocktail, you know, acumen is pretty high. So... you know, but I'm looking forward to my first time down there because it's going
to
be epic.
And did you have to learn some more? I was going to say, did you have to learn more stuff about the distillation process on this versus other stuff?
Not too much. I mean, I had to learn some specific stuff with the way they do things. Like they use champagne yeast when they do fermentation, you know, so that's pretty cool. Adds a lot of texture, really amplifies a lot of the bright citrus notes that we get in the tequila. But in general, I had a good understanding of what it was. Just had to learn more specifically about Lalo itself. So
I was going to say in Kansas and Missouri, just about every liquor store has. Where can people pick it up?
Oh, yeah. Gomer's, Mike's, Bubbles, Total Wine. I mean, gotcha. You literally will find it anywhere.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, and again, it's like one of those, like, tequila's not... I shop for it when I want it, like when I'm getting ready to make cocktails with it, or I'm getting, you know, like... But it's not, you know, people just like bourbon shop or those things.
Well, and that's the great thing, too, because not only do we have the regular size bottles, but we got pints. So a lot of the your favorite liquor stores, you can find the pints as well. So I know not everybody drinks as often as some of us in this room, you know, so a full bottle might be a big commitment, but those aren't friends of mine. So
any other cocktail suggestions, by the way? What are your favorite tequila based? Just a couple of quick tequila based cocktails, and then we'll talk some cheese
I mean,
or whatever.
Cadillac margarita with Grand Marnier floating across the top.
Good.
Always
it's
banging.
So good. It's usually served in a fishbowl and nobody's ever disappointed.
Yeah. The Paloma's great, but dude, the ranch water, just a little lime juice, some soda
water. Love ranch water.
I would drink that for the rest of my life and be a happy man.
I feel like I miss out. I never do cocktails enough, like if I'm sitting like at a lake or a pool, because like you got to put them in like a, but I'm like, I should do that more. Because that's what I actually want to do.
That's what's great about these little mixer cans. I mean, Barrett's Q Mixers, Fever Tree, it's like 2 ounces of tequila, one bottle or one can of the mixer, and you're off to the races with something delicious.
You ever do like gold? You probably, because you're not drinking at home normally or going out.
Yeah, usually going out.
Because like if we have people over, I'm a big fan of like freezer door cocktails where, you know, like, just pre-mix a bottle of like a cocktail that already exists, throw it in the freezer, and then if you just want a cocktail, problem solved.
Dude, I'll tell you.
Just pour it in.
50-50, some Blanc vermouth and tequila, and just keep it in a bottle in your freezer, and then you could drink that on the rocks. It's like a tequila martini, or you can make it a ranch water, and it turns into kind of a extra layered ranch water, you know, more cocktail-esque.
Yeah.
So
I'm sold. I love it.
You're sold. He's going to be making a ranch water at home.
No, ranch water is like really, really good.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan
great.
Of that. So we got Andrew Olson, obviously excited. We've got a great drink to sip on throughout the entire show, final hour here. We were talking during the break about training camp. We just wrapped up. The first name you mentioned is the biggest story out of training camp, so it makes sense. You were like, man, I think this Josh Simmons guy might be the real deal. Or like, if he is, it fixes a lot of problems.
The guy is jacked. He's crazy athletic. I mean, he is, you know, what we all hope to be, you know, our guy on the left side. I mean, we need it.
He's very strong. I can't speak to like everything's going to work. He is a monster as far as just raw strength.
I'm telling you, I said it off air. He looks like Harrison from the Steelers. Those arms, I mean, I'm just waiting for him to show some like shoulder press videos of him, you know, shoulder pressing 405 pounds or something.
Does anybody remember which player it was that said, oh, it was Jason Kelce who was talking about it. He said, there's only a couple of players in my entire NFL career when I noticed when they grabbed me. And he said that Simmons kind of like, where like they grabbed you like you feel like a rag doll. I don't know if anybody saw that, that recent, the guy who got thrown off the plane for causing a disturbance yesterday. This guy.
Yeah, please fill me in on this.
He's flying out of, I think it was like he was flying back into the country and he was causing a disturbance. And then like they were trying to get him to calm down. They didn't like divert the plane and the whole thing. But at one point, because like the people in the air were having a hard time like getting him under control, this big guy, he came in, he lifted him like he was a toddler. Like when you lift a 2-year-old and just like put that man in his seat and you're like, oh, that's embarrassing for you. The fact that he lifted you like you were an infant and stuck you in your seat to be restrained was like, oh, that's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
To get picked up like you're just like, your arms are down. You know that feeling when you hold like a toddler and they're just like their arms don't like move.
Oh yeah,
because you got them right under the arms.
Off air, I do really that bad. To Cody all the time. Yeah.
Just lift me up. We did it on the Simba cam at Kauffman Stadium.
That's a popular one as well. Someone said, "Yeah, Simmons bumped into me at a Whole Foods downtown, literally, and they're 6'3", 225, makes me look very small." To Cody's point, we don't know the ultimate end game of is he going to be an All-Pro? Is he going to be a future Hall of Famer? All that
is
stuff.
Is he just going to be a really solid left tackle?
We're going to find out. But if he is even a top 10 tackle for the next 5 years, it is such a shift for this organization with draft capital they've invested, obviously protecting Patrick Mahomes. I think it's even more important going into his 30s than it was before. I mean, there will be a point in time, hopefully it's not in the next year or so, but there'll be a point in time where Mahomes will be less mobile. It just will happen. It'll catch up.
Make tighter winter throws and not just rely on his legs to make free.
You know, I remember talking about Karlofkis like this, of just like, man, imagine what's going to happen with a strength and conditioning coach and a dietitian gets a hold of that guy. And now look what he's become over the years. I look at Simmons and think the same thing. Like, he's going to get the strength coach with the Chiefs is going to take him to a whole nother level. And what we know of him now will be totally different even next year.
Well, I think it's easier to convince guys to buy, because like, everybody's not the hardest worker, right? They've certainly, the Chiefs in the last couple of years have probably had a guy that they've tried to convince to get on board. But it is easier to do that when you're the Chiefs and you'd be like, Patrick Mahomes, like, I'm not going to get hurt. We'll find somebody else.
Oh yeah.
To protect. So like, you're going
to
need you to like
from another position to be left tackle.
They've obviously they've traded a first round pick. They've spent gobs of money. They gave another left tackle money this year. They've spent a second round pick. They've done nothing but throw resources at this.
Yeah.
It's all worth it because we've said the same thing. If he's the goods, they will not have to find another left tackle for the rest of Patrick Mahomes' career.
Well, and I think
they're just done with it.
The big thing is going to be, you know, you've got a whole team of people who, you know, they're all operating differently, but it's the mentality that's the same. It's like, you can have all these guys that are operating relatively differently of just the way they prepare for things or the way they approach the game, but as long as they go into the game with the same mentality, like, that's like the recipe, like, great foundation to be successful.
We can talk some more Chiefs here in just a second. Just real quick, our friend Danny Welniak, who works over the KC Current, just asked Alex and I if we'd like to send somebody to the Current game tomorrow. You'll be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the KC Current game tomorrow?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Just text in 913-586-7965. Alex will just choose one person randomly. We got a 4-pack of standing room only tickets. If you want to go to the Current game and you haven't been yet, kind of an awesome time.
There you go.
So
electric,
we'll send somebody there. It's so a ton of fun.
And they they haven't had a home game in NWSL play in
like
a while. Because they've had, you know, international play, so it messes with the schedule, obviously. But this is like, if you're wanting a good atmosphere, you're wanting the like the A team, and you know,
the reigning MVP on their team. Yeah. It's just a fun, fun.
I enjoy going.
I don't know off the top of my head how many games we are ahead in first place.
Yeah, they got a nice little cushion right now.
It's pretty legit.
Yeah.
They're bringing more stars on. I mean,
they
it's are. Crazy.
Yeah, they just made a trade, and then like Orlando, the team they're playing is also one of the better teams in the league tomorrow. Orlando Pride as well. So yeah, that's an awesome time. I'm looking forward to heading out there. It's gonna be a little warm. Make sure you're ready to roll tomorrow. Yeah, last year, if you remember, it was very tight, and then they fell off a little bit at the end. They got quite the cushion. I would be shocked if they don't end up as the number one seed heading into the playoffs here in a couple months as well. Going back though, real quick to the Chiefs, we were saying tonight preseason game not till 9 o'clock. Andrew,
West Coast
9 o'clock. Mahomes is not playing. Travis Kelce's probably not playing. I would say this is one of those, whatever your plans are already, just go enjoy them. And look, if in the fourth quarter, Breshard Smith has a big game, go back and watch the fourth quarter later. That's how, I'll be honest, that's how I'm approaching tonight's game. 9 o'clock, it's preseason football. I'm good.
Yeah. That's, I mean, but this is the effort that we put in as fans to get to the regular season. So I'll take what I can get at this point, because it's been a long summer.
I'm just telling you, if it's not a drinking game, I'm not staying up till midnight to do it. Unless we're creating like a bingo or a drinking game or some contest that we can all enjoy each other's company on social media, joking about the things happening.
Well,
otherwise, I'm not on board.
Fortunate for you, I brought a bottle of tequila for each one of you today.
Yeah, so. Okay.
So we can.
I appreciate that.
It's like if they mention, what is a classic? I think some of it could be simple, like if Jason Brownlee catches a touchdown, right?
Mm.
Okay, we're back in. He's in there. If they mention the Chiefs Kingdom documentary,
you'll be hammered.
Well, you know, like we'll find enough things. We can fill out a bingo card of drinks.
What about every time they say GEHA field?
G-E-H-A.
That's another one. And they're not even playing a GEHA field tonight, but that's another one. Yeah, you want to talk about being gone.
Oh, yeah.
God, what else would they? What else could they possibly mention?
Please drink responsibly.
Of course.
Now I'm trying to think about what other things they mention in a random preseason game. It's got to be like they got to mention if they mention someone's like if they cut to anyone's childhood story, like his mom raised him by himself. Okay. That's got to, you know, like if we get any childhood story, I feel like that's worthy of a drink because these are, you know, the preseason stuff. They find a lot of different ways to have those conversations. Because they understand the same thing we do. No Patrick Mahomes, no Travis Kelce.
Would like a camp competition come up? Like if you're talking like left guard, Caliendo, Sua Mataia, the wide receiver room.
I think if Matt Araiza pins it inside the 20, I'll take a drink. That's one of the few things I want to see happen in a preseason game, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, look, it's just preseason's one thing to begin with. But I told Cody earlier, I don't think the NFL should allow, like if Seattle's hosting a preseason game, they should not be allowed to have a Friday night preseason game if the team they're playing is not also in the Western time zone. I think it's crazy. Like, I think it's nuts.
They're not doing. It's
on NFL
additive.
Network. I get it, but like
it's not. You're not solving anything by making that the case. But to move it would be equitable for everybody.
I guess it's just a local thing because if you're going to get fans to a preseason game, 5 o'clock on a Friday. Good luck. Like, good luck convincing the people of Seattle to trudge out to the stadium for a 5 o'clock game on a Friday. That's tough.
Could you start at 6:30? So that's 8:30 our time.
I also just think you've accepted it. You've decided to live in the West Coast. Football starts at 5.
Oh, totally.
You know?
Totally. I think Central Time Zone's the best time for
sports. It's very good. I think so. I lived in Mountain Time Zone a little bit. I actually thought that was perfect because, especially around sports. So
10 a.m. is too early for college football.
Yeah, but 11 o'clock NFL kickoff on a Sunday is beautiful.
Yeah,
like it's beautiful. And then Sunday Night Football, at that point, you're not staying up till 11 o'clock till Al Michaels, or at a time Al Michaels, but Mike Tirico is done. Like it's
college
done.
Football, 10 a.m.?
That's fine. It's a Saturday.
I've lived in Mountain Time, Cody.
Are you not up at 10 a.m. on a Saturday?
I get up at like 6 o'clock every day.
You're up.
But I don't like to start football that early.
I lived in Boston for a little bit, and holy smokes.
Oh, man.
Catching Monday Night Football.
Brutal.
And it was a West Coast game or something like that. I mean, or like if you're West Coast and you have to watch the Super Bowl and it starts at 4 o'clock and you're just like, you get done with the Super Bowl and you're like, guess I got the rest of the evening in front of me.
That's just weird.
Yeah, that's East Coast. I always think about it because I have some friends that are big, you know, Jets fans or whatever. And it's like, you're watching Monday Night Football and you're staying up till 1 a.m. It's 1 a.m.
My friend Sebastian suggested if they mention anything about Diary of a Showgirl, take a drink. The second, specifically the
Taylor
album.
Swift's name is mentioned,
anytime Taylor Swift were in trouble. We can't, let's not easy.
Yeah.
But
it's only a pint. It's not a full bottle.
But specifically the album or,
neither team
or her
has,
appearance on New Heights.
Neither team has any orange in their colors. So I don't know how they'll work it in there.
But every single brand that exists sent out a logo. I will say,
Odyssey changed.
Missed the ball.
No, they did. They changed the logo yesterday to glitter orange.
We were like, one of our colors is orange. How is it not glitter? Maybe we were having a conversation with our biggest boss in this building. Maybe she sent an email and said, I don't know why we wouldn't do this. Every brand on the planet is doing it.
Yeah.
You just put some glittery orange and you call it a day, you know?
Oh, totally. Totally. Every brand. I mean, my previous employer, Rieger, they
816 day.
They got 816 day coming up and they were hyping up some of the Taylor Swift stuff and running some specials. And
you tell me, so my son's birthday is tomorrow. He's born on 816.
Nice.
So I want to go, you know, get a photo of him in front of the light thing that says 816.
Yeah.
Good kid stuff there.
100%.
Other than the slide. They like the.
I don't know what else they've got going on this year.
Slime
but they,
is what I
they,
saw.
They always go above and beyond on 816 day. So, I mean, look at the building. It's like they're guaranteed to over-deliver.
Wait, did you ask if you should take your son to a distillery?
On his birthday. He wants to go, we're going. I'll just be honest. I was asking only
sure
for formality.
For you? Is this for you?
I'll just be honest.
This is for you, actually.
We are going.
This is for you.
They have a sign that says 816 day, and that's his birthday.
There's
right. And they have a slime station.
For a sign, but you get the person.
They have a slime station.
They're not giving your son a drink. You're the one getting the sample.
They have kids drinks.
I think they have Dole Whip on the patio.
Okay.
They've got non-alcoholic drinks on draft all over the place.
All right.
You're not giving it any kind of credit.
I just think you're excited to go because you're more excited than your son.
I will. Well, okay. If you're asking, will I get a drink while I'm there? Yeah, probably. I don't see anything wrong.
There it is.
Don't sue me.
Oh, no. You know my long-term stance on this show, and Andrew's got a very young child. So he hasn't had to deal with this yet. My long-term stance is that all kids' parties should offer alcohol as an option. I'm not saying anybody has to drink, but if people come over to my house for my kid's birthday party, drinks are... You may have a drink.
Right, Cody?
That's hospitality.
Yeah. Yeah. You are welcome to have a drink at my house.
Of course.
While we're here. I don't create themed cocktails for his birthday.
Not yet. Like, not yet. He doesn't.
Yeah. My son's going to be making cocktails before he can walk.
I bet.
I do. I've officially, like, it took a long time. I waited for a while, but my kids have been spending more time in the basement, which is where the, like, beer fridge is, like, just the stocked up beer fridge. So, like, they're down there. They're playing their Nintendo Switch. I'm like, hey. You guys are down there real quick. If you don't mind, I'm going to describe the can to you. If you don't mind running up the stairs, that'd be a big help. Thanks.
Daddy needs a pop.
Yeah. No, there's more of that every time.
Did you watch the New Heights Taylor Swift interview?
I watched a little bit, and then I was like, yeah, this is pretty much what I expected it to be. I wanted to see if it was going to be this gangbusters, like, massive thing. And it was. I mean, I think it's got like 12 million views so far on YouTube. I mean,
yeah, we were going through some of the numbers.
It'll continue to go up, but they had like 1.3 concurrent viewers while it was going. I mean,
that's a lot for a podcast and for YouTube.
That's wild.
379 million Instagram views, 61.6 million on X, 34.5 million on TikTok, 15 million on YouTube, 1.3 million live. They gained 3 million new Instagram followers for the New Heights account, 400,000 new YouTube subscribers, the most concurrent podcast listeners ever.
Yeah.
It's nuts. But we expected it. You're right.
Until Cody puts out his next song.
Yeah,
That's true.
And Taylor and I are going to collaborate. Yeah. Life goal.
Yeah.
I texted him the other day.
He was the track 12 that they're talking about. Featuring Sabrina Carpenter. Actually, Cody was asked first, and he said, no, I can't do it. Too busy.
I've got training camp.
Yeah. That's what it was.
No time while you're on tour to record a song with you.
Yeah. Well.
I haven't done a new song in a while. Although I was really jealous. I was thinking of the Pasquantino song earlier because I was very jealous of Vinny's new partnership. Do you see? He's being endorsed by Quick Trip. He's got like a whole commercial with him.
Yeah, well,
he's talking
a professional baseball player, and he's got a good personality. Did you see Quick Trip announce some new thing today, too, I think?
Oh, they've got our guy, Jake Eisenberg, who blew us off today, is apparently the narrator of a children's book.
Yeah, there's a book. It's a new book to help grow area youth literacy. Really, Franklin's Winning Season is a 32-page original fiction book based in Kansas City.
So your child is how old?
8 months tomorrow.
8 months. So yep. when you read to them, when they were that age... I just read like the book I was reading. Like I would just read like Devil in the White City. They just need to hear words. I would just read what I wanted to read.
I think
it's part of that,
but also we have very colorful books. So he gets really into the visual of it.
At 8 months, yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably when they were a little younger.
Yeah. So yeah, reading them. I mean, we've got, you know how it is. You have a kid and then like you've got every stuffed animal in every kid's book on earth in the room. And
every Eric Carle thing that's ever existed.
Yeah. So, yeah, we read books every night. You know, it's just important for him to hear our voice and make noises. And he's the man.
You like it?
And he's big boy.
Well, you're not small. Yeah, so, you're a pretty good-sized guy. How tall is your wife?
She's 5'7".
Okay, so she's above average for her gender.
And she's athletic. So, I mean, what I know now.
We're talking 99th percentile kid just across the board.
Not across the board, but on a few different things between just like weight and head size. So I'm imagining, I mean, I'm 6'5", 270. So let's get that boy up to 325.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
6'7".
Hey, speaking of left tackles.
250s.
Yeah, there you go. Hey,
he can take over for Simmons in 20 years.
Yeah. We'll see.
Man, yeah. No, my kids were both small. Still are. They were not, none of them were like super, they always had giant heads, but that was it. 99th percentile head size, but that was it, man. That's all they had. Outside of that, they weren't like tall kids.
They got a supercharged brain firing on all cylinders. That's what that is.
They're smart kids.
Yeah.
Smart to their own fault, I think, at times where
Better than the alternative.
Yeah. I can't sneak past, like Desmond's like too literal. Like if I say like a plural that isn't a plural, he just like calls me out on it. It's a lot. He's a challenge.
You're not doing good. You're doing well.
Have
fun with that for the next 20 years.
I don't know if it's going to be for his entire life, but there's a lot of that now. If I say anything like hyperbolic, he's like, that's just not accurate. And you're like, okay,
I see a lawyer in our future.
I was like, I'm just being silly. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's going to be an engineer or a lawyer.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know.
There you go.
They do test, like, same thing. It's like when they start measuring them, they just do, like, the academic stuff. This poor kid. Just, like, 99.9 percentile for math and reading. You're like, oh, good luck, man. hope it works out. He's definitely that kid. Both my kids. Very smart. But it is fun, man. I was glad. I don't think I've talked to you. Like, we texted a couple times after your kid was recently born.
Yep.
But in 8 months, you're like...
We're in it.
You're in the throes.
Yeah.
Like, it's, dude, if they're not crawling, they're crawling soon.
Sleeping through the night.
Oh, they're crawling. It's 8 months.
Already got him a little basketball, a little football, a little soccer ball, a little baseball. You know, so he's...
Pick your sport?
You know, we'll see what happens. Get him a set of clubs the minute he can walk. You know?
Honestly, that's the key. The people who are really good at golf, Drew, and I don't know if your parents are like this, are the ones who just let their kids start swinging when they're like 3 years old, 2 years old.
My brother and I were not like that at all whatsoever. My brother started when he was in seventh grade. I started in eighth grade because of my brother.
That's still a lot earlier than most people, I feel like.
Oh, I picked up golf like 4 years ago.
You any good?
No. I still have to pay to play.
Yeah. I told them I'm officially at the stance is I told them in the next 2 weeks I'll decide. The next 2 weeks I'm either deciding that I'm taking this serious and I'm gonna try to get better enough at golf that I'm not an embarrassment. Or I'm just gonna quit. I'm just gonna sell my clubs and I'm just gonna never play golf ever again.
It's just repetition, and for me it helps. Everyone wants the tequila guy to come play golf with them.
Smart.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a good time on the course. I'm a good time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What's your favorite golf course drink? Transfusion. What's classic golf course drink, you know?
The Confusion. It's a transfusion with tequila instead of vodka.
Oh.
I don't think I've had that.
I'll give that one to Josh Allen. He talked about that on the Bob Bill Sports. When they did like a little match where they played each other, and he talked about the confusion, and I was like, "Oh, I'm rolling with that."
That is good.
Pitched it to a country club in Illinois this
week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
You're like, I got you.
Yeah, they loved it. Yeah.
We'll continue a little Fan Club Friday coming up next. Here we'll talk a little Royals baseball as well, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
They always had giant heads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Back here on a Fan Club Friday. Of course, Fan Club is brought to you by our friends over at Circa Sports. Circa Resort and Casino out in Las Vegas. We'll be out there broadcasting live next Thursday and Friday for their big contest weekend. Still plenty of time, even if you can't join us next week, which we'd love to see out there, to sign up for their contest. You have till September 3rd before the NFL season gets underway. Circa Million, Circa Survivor, Circa Million. We're going to have a station entry this year. We're excited. Pick five games against the spread. 126 ways to win. $6 million guaranteed. Of course, they got the classic Circa Survivor contest, which continues to get more and more popular. You pick a team each week. Last one standing wins it all. $15 million guaranteed. Enter in Nevada. Play from anywhere. Visit circusports.com for details. We got our friend Andrew Olson hanging out, who's now with Lalo Spirits. We're going to learn a little bit more about the tequila they have. This thing is very, very good. Did you finish yours already?
Oh, it's close.
Okay.
Wow. You do any wagering, sports wagering, Andrew?
I haven't yet since last football season.
Oh, you've just been waiting for football to come back around.
It's a lot of people that only bet football. I get it.
I think it's the thing that I know the most about, so you don't want to be betting on things that you,
sure.
It's just guaranteed lighting money on fire. I think it's just I personally am just more entertained in placing a bet and watching football, regardless of who the team is. I mean, I can really sink my teeth into that.
Like, we bet on snooker on this show once.
Oh, well, that was...
We lost.
Yeah. But college, you know what? So, like, NFL... NFL, I would watch whether I have money on the game or not. I love the NFL. College football, where the betting is fun, is there's plenty of times where the evening slate's just not good, and all of a sudden you have a couple bucks on the under, and all of a sudden I'm locked into... Even if it's a lower-level SEC game, like, I really don't care. Vanderbilt's taking on Mississippi State. Like, okay, all right. Like, but all of a sudden, it's under 45.5, and it's 21-20, or something like, whatever, right? Like, that kind of thing is intriguing for sure. Tell us once again what we're drinking, though, today. So you made us some Palomas.
Yeah, made some Palomas. This is made with Lalo Tequila. This is a Blanco-only brand, a very clean, crisp, additive-free tequila. They tell us we shouldn't say that, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, which what? Part? The clean crisp or the additive free?
It is crisp, I'll tell you that.
The additive free part, there's a whole, it's all political stuff.
I was like, that feels like a good thing.
Yeah. No, but just very crisp, very clean. Highland grown agave, so very citrusy, made with champagne yeast and deep well water. Three ingredients.
Easy. That's it.
Oh. Three ingredients. Wham, bam.
And he said it's the grandson of Don Julio.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
how about that?
That feels like some solid tequila lineage.
Yes.
Yeah, I like the bottling. I like the gold cap on there. I like it all.
Yeah, the little blue and gold band around the bottom. Uh-huh. That's the colors of the Jalisco flags. There's little Easter eggs all over the bottle. Yeah.
Okay. Very Taylor.
Very Taylor Swift of you guys.
Of course.
Very popular to include the Easter eggs. You know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Are the Chiefs playing on the 13th? Because if they do, on any month, I'm betting on Travis Kelce to score a touchdown.
Interesting.
Okay. If they play, or maybe throw a touchdown. Can I bet on that? If they play on the 13th, that's when they're going to pull the trick play.
The rumor or like conspiracy about thinking of Easter eggs is that she talked about the sourdough bread stuff.
Yeah.
People are saying that somehow that's a tie into her performing in the Super Bowl this year.
Sourdough Super Bowl? What?
I don't know if it has to do with because the Super Bowl's in San Francisco. I have no
idea.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the Swifties are saying, okay, Cody? Just telling you what the Swifties are saying.
My God, they're in deep.
It'd be a bummer.
The Chiefs do not play on the 13th of any month this
year.
They play on the 14th. They play on the 12th.
It'd be a bummer if she was doing it this year, though.
Bummer this year? Wait, why is it a bummer this year?
Well, I mean, for Bengals fans, it might be good, but for Chiefs fans, it'll be a little bit of a bummer for you guys.
Okay, Drew. Okay.
Drew, can I ask you something? Do you?
I think it's more juicy
than
she thinks.
Drew.
I told her about me saying that yesterday. She thought it was hilarious.
Knowing that your team only moderately, mildly improved
their defense. It doesn't even have to be my team.
Mildly improved their defense. Knowing
their defense sucks.
Knowing that they faced the second least amount of starting NFL quarterbacks in the NFL last year and still got cooked.
Uh-huh.
Do you actually think they have a better than 10% chance to win the Super Bowl?
If they have Trey Hendrickson, yes. If
they had him last year.
Hang on a second. If they have Trey Hendrickson, yes. If they do not, they have a 0% chance of making the Super Bowl. Zero.
Is Trey not back at practice yet?
No. He's there, but he's not practicing.
We all know eventually he's going to play this year. But to me,
I also think he's getting paid.
He's very, very good. But he was on the defense last year. That was the worst in football. So their top draft pick is not going to really play much this year.
No, I think he's going to play a lot, actually.
That can't be good.
He's a project. They even acknowledge he's a project.
I think he's been given some. Again, this is the Bengals offensive line, state of it, but he's been giving them some issues.
I genuinely think it's a 9-1.
It doesn't even have to be the Bengals, though. It could be the Ravens. It could be the Texans.
You don't think she'll risk it in a Super Bowl that her boyfriend could hypothetically be kicked out of?
I always thought she wouldn't perform until Kelsey retires.
No, I was going to say, in fairness, it has to be if she's performing while he's playing, it has to be this year then, right?
I would agree. I'm just saying, I always thought she would wait till he's not, but maybe she wants to go full-blown all in on the Super Bowl this year with her boyfriend playing in it and her performing. It's perfect.
816, Drew, I like you, but you sound stupid.
Damn.
At least he said I like you first.
I think it's more juicy.
Some people who said mean stuff don't say that.
Why do you keep saying it's more juicy? Hey. That's weird.
I'm talking about my chicken. I think it's more juicy than she thinks. My chicken is more juicy when I bake it.
Okay. All right.
This show's not what it used to be.
No. Andrew, can I ask chicken. Have you ever had Bob Evans mashed potatoes that are apparently come in the bag refrigerated?
They come in a bag. They come in a container.
Like a tub?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it comes in a tub. So Drew posted a photo of his dinner the other night. We're like, oh, the chicken looks good. The broccoli looks like it was a little soggy. But then Cody's like, the potatoes look like they're instant.
I said something was wrong. They look instant.
And they're not. And I was like, I was defending Drew, and he said, no, they're not instant. I bet you they're the Bob Evans kind. Yeah. And he said, yeah, they basically are already made, but they're not instant. They taste like real mashed potatoes. Cody, Mr. Iron Chef over here, was like, I don't know.
Potatoes are not hard to make.
We wanted to go buy some and bring it in. We were just wondering if you've had some or not.
Nope. I've always been grew up in a household where either potatoes were grown in the yard or we were mashing actual potatoes.
Oh, I prefer that as well. Yeah. They're better.
He's claiming that these hold up a standard what Drew more had, impressive than instant mashed.
Yeah,
potatoes,
what Drew had was not as bad as instant, which is terrible.
Which is what I was calling them at first. I said those look like instant, mashed potatoes. I'm not interested. Those are trash. I also just think.
Oh, here's the reason for the. Sorry to go all around here.
Oh, sorry.
The reason why the Swifties are thinking sourdough bread is the Easter egg for the Super Bowl is the 49ers mascot is Sourdough Sam.
Ah, so
now that's
a part of his name.
Deep Easter egg. If that's the case,
it might be a reach.
That seems like Taylor Swift knows the name of the Niners mascot.
I think she puts a lot of Easter eggs in there, but then they just decide to read into things.
Gold, in fairness, as she said on the podcast,
I've never heard that in my life.
Hey, in fairness to her, she said she's learning. Travis said she's learning leverage and learning cover zero.
Oh, she's brilliant. She's brilliant.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if she knew Sourdough Sam is the Niners mascot.
I don't think
mascot.
Travis Kelce knows the Niners mascot is Sourdough Sam.
They've done the
Who's Sourdough Sam?
Drew, they've done the photo where they look at the coach's photo, and Jason and Travis Kelce don't even know all the NFL head coaches. They sure as hell don't know every mascot.
Yeah, oh no,
they don't even know every person who. He might not know who the Tennessee Titans head coach is.
That doesn't know that Taylor.
What's the name of the Cincinnati mascot?
I couldn't tell you. His name might be Hude. I have no idea.
Oh, no, it's not.
You don't know the Bengals mascot name? You should at least know your team.
No.
Did you see Joe Burrow get just absolutely leveled at joint practice the other day?
I did.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I mean, we know ours is named Chiefsaholic. Wait, is that not right?
Hude is the name of the Bengals mascot. Yeah. So they stole the mascot name as well. Just like their chant from New Orleans Saints.
Does that name make any sense? Hude? That's just a chant. That's not like a...
The mascot's name
is really
the
chant. It's not really a tiger name, right? I mean...
No, it's Hude. Not.
And okay. Casey Wolf is Wolf.
Legend.
Legend for
damn
sure.
Damn years, man. Retired after how many years did he do it?
Dude,
was it 30? I saw him when I was in elementary school.
Same. He came to my elementary school. Yeah. Did you go to your elementary school?
Of course. Pleasant Ridge Elementary, baby.
He never lost any spark. That guy was electric.
Yeah, he was great.
He come and tell you all about it and do all the stuff.
Kids, sweaty.
Man, we all ate that up in elementary
school. So sweaty. That guy. You can't. There's no fat mascots.
No, I don't
Those
know.
Those guys just burn calories like crazy.
I've long athletes. Advocated that this show.
Absolute athletes.
I've long advocated that I want this show to have a mascot. And then you're like, hey, I got a bachelor party this weekend. Can the Cody and Gold mascot come? And I'm like, yes. And the Cody and Gold mascot's a bit of a degenerate, right? I don't know.
It's a pair of dice.
I think maybe like a polar bear, and we name it like Coldy. So it's like Cody and Gold. Coldy. And it's like a polar bear, and he's just kind of like a degenerate. Yeah. he comes with like he wants to roll bones and drink a little bit. He's a bit of a mess,
but
he's
bottle,
like
he's got a bottle of tequila and he's got some dice in the other hand and he's stumbling in.
But he likes the party, you know.
Or it's a goldfish called Coldy.
Oh, there you go. See, okay. Either way, I think this show needs a mascot. I've been advocating.
And Drew's already volunteered to spend the Friday nights as our mascot.
Are you going
to
do the first? Well, we all have to take a turn. Not. Will you do the first turn? I'll do the first turn.
And, if you're doing a polar bear, I feel like you have to show up with some Coca-Cola to mix with something because the Coca-Cola polar bear.
I feel like back in college, rum and coke. Polar bear doesn't really land for that unless we're counting like Nikita back at the KC Zoo times. So we need something. I need maybe a Kansas City theme as well. I'm not sure.
Next line. Drew's probably just that a fan of the Bengals because he likes their colors.
It's close, but it's not true. Exactly. How I got started is not the colors.
Someone says just have Binkley be our mascot.
That would actually be... Bink would be awesome. That would
be a great time.
That would be conceivably awesome.
I think I would try to convince everyone at the station to just do it once. Like, at least just like... And you don't know which
funny.
Person
it'd
from 96.5 The Fan you're getting this time.
Who would be the worst mascot then? The worst version?
Carrington.
You think so?
He would just sit down and just ignore everybody.
Carrington would be playing LCR.
Bob would hate it.
No, Bob would be funny, I feel like.
Oh, you know
I think he might lean in.
If we talked him into it, you might be right.
I think Carrington would just be like, all right, I'm here for 3 hours. I'm out in 5 minutes. Like, he would just leave.
Yeah, he'd be like the bad Santa version of a like smoking cigs in the...
Or the party would have to start at 9, and he wouldn't show up till 11:45 or something.
Be really late.
Something like that, yeah.
Could you imagine, like, I've been to a wedding where Casey Wolf showed up. Could you imagine if all of a sudden at your wedding, there's just a random mascot from the sports radio show? Like, I don't know what this
is. The mascot wearing a 96.5 The Fan shirt?
Oh, the customized mascot would have our logo on it somewhere.
Yeah, it has to have something.
I've always said that, like, I think in order to afford the mascot, it'd have to be more kind of like a NASCAR. Like, I think you'd have to have a few logos, like Lalo. Like, we'd have to have a couple, like a couple, almost like it's tatted up with sleeves of a couple of different brands.
Right across the chest.
Yeah. I think you'd have to have a couple of things in order for it to make work.
Bob Evans right across the chest.
Yeah, he just has mashed potatoes. He actually brings mashed potatoes to every party.
They are also stunned that I'd never been to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Dude, so you don't know about peanuts on the floor.
That's right.
Yeah, they don't even do that.
He doesn't know about the line dancing. He doesn't know about the rolls
and
the butter.
You said something about a saddle for your birthday?
He doesn't know about the Dallas filet.
Can I get a big yee-haw for everybody in the restaurant?
Because
it's Cody's birthday.
That's right.
Yeah. That's not loud enough.
That's right.
We were saying, can we convince Cody to get on the saddle?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to. I don't even know what it looks like, and I'm not interested.
It's just a saddle. You sit next to the table.
It's a regular saddle.
Just
at your table?
Well, they bring it to the table, they sing happy birthday or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll book a four top at Texas Roadhouse.
I think you would enjoy it. It's the most popular national chain restaurant right now.
The rolls and the cinnamon butter.
Cinnamon butter. My goodness.
Look, I don't deny it. Sounds like everyone likes the food. It's always busy, so it can't be bad.
Correct.
You got to do the call ahead waitlist thing on the phone. Otherwise, you're going
to
be waiting a
bit.
Yeah, man.
It used to be like a whiskey barrel full of peanuts, right? When you walked in, you just take a handful
just
and
throw them on the floor.
And throw them on the ground.
Can't do that quite anymore. They have the bag peanuts.
Is it the allergy thing?
Health department doesn't like that.
Dude, can you still get peanuts at like Five Guys?
I don't know. I've been to Five Guys in a while.
Floor, but
I'll be honest. It's been a long time since I went to a Five Guys.
Yeah, me too.
Very heavy burgers.
Yeah, it'll take care of your...
When you grab the bag and it's half wet with grease, you're like, dang.
You don't have to order a large fry. They just pour two things of fries
on top
of it.
Part of their business model.
Yeah, exactly.
Their CEOs talked about it where it's like you constantly feel like you're getting a value, so people are less...
Never felt like I didn't get enough. So.
That's right.
Yeah, fries?
It worked.
No, it did. Yeah, you're never like, small fry's fine. And you always feel like you're getting enough, so then you ignore that the burger might be $15 or whatever.
Yeah.
All food prices gone up. That's why we're drinking, cost-controlled tequila. You said it's $32, depending on between 32 and 40.
Low 40, high 40, depending if it's on sale or regularly.
Okay.
Yeah, the pints are usually like 24, 25.
The pint's kind of nice because if you're just thinking like, I need a set number of cocktails and I don't want to drag a whole bottle with me, I'm just going to bring a pint and a couple of these cans.
Let's take this bad boy to Vegas, Cody. Let's go.
Nevada's massive for long.
Really?
So you'll see it everywhere.
You know what? I feel like they're, which not Hawkeson, one of the nightclubs, I feel like I've seen like it prominently like featured.
One of the
there.
Clubs that you guys are going to? While you guys are
I don't
to?
Know if we're nightclubbing it or not, but
Andrew,
I bet you at Legacy Club at Circa, I bet you they sell this. I bet you they have it.
If you need any dinner recommendations while you're in Vegas, shoot me a text.
We'll do. I know we know what we're doing Wednesday night.
We're going to go to Circa Steakhouse.
They got a great steakhouse in Barry's.
But yes. I'm very interested in the dinner right
now. Dude, there's a place there called Cleaver.
Cleaver.
Yeah. All same owners of another cocktail bar called Herbs and Rye, and they do lights out food, beverage, cocktail. Like, everything is unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been to Sphere yet? I want to go there.
I haven't. Dude, I had so many friends go to, Dead Show and Backstreet
Boys. We looked at Backstreet Boys. It's too expensive. It's like
it's gone up, Cody.
$450 in.
It's $600 on a couple sites now.
I could have turned a profit.
Yeah. Backstreet Boys, Friday night, next Friday night.
I've seen the videos. It's crazy.
The Sphere looks unbelievable. It really does. But I don't think we're going to go.
I love the outdoor, playing whatever hole that is that faces the Sphere. And it's like, I think it's the Wynn golf course.
Yep.
And it turns into the smiley face. And it's just like looking at you with this like grimacing face.
Yeah, the Wynn is where
really
the
cool venue. Only in Vegas.
Mahomes
have
had their golf tournament the stuff there, the match at the Wynn.
Only in Vegas would you get a venue like the Sphere. We've been to Vegas like 5 times together now, and we've never been to the Sphere. It's like, I'm going.
This trip.
I think maybe in January.
You guys are going to Backstreet Boys?
I want to, but
I'm not spending $600 on a ticket.
Unless someone's got a ticket for me, I just like $600 to see Backstreet Boys is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Someone says you sold your card, pay for Cody's ticket. Sorry, man. Not happening.
We were trying to spend Alex's $9,000. He sold a Caitlin Clark one of one card. Nice. It went for like close to $11,000 with buyer's premium,
$9,000
for him.
Yeah.
So we were spending.
You pulled it?
It was from a break. So
like an online break.
So basically, you buy a certain slot and whatever gets pulled out is yours. And I got very, very lucky.
Dude, I mean.
So we were trying to spend it. How would you like to spend Alex's $9,000? I was going to get him cooking lessons. He was going to get on Hinge Premium. I had some other stuff.
He wanted me to pay for a premium dating service.
A whole spectrum of goods.
Oh, man, I really spread it out.
Can you believe you want $1,500 for cooking lessons? That's crazy.
Cooking's important.
$1,500?
Yeah, if you're not into it, it's like, it's all sustenance for you. Is that
how many lessons do you get, Cody? Do you know how many lessons he would get?
It was going to be a couple of months worth. I mean, he was going to get to go to class for multiple months.
Did they give him a toque, like the chef hat?
The one I looked at, and I need to look up specific ones, which is very specific. He got an apron. He didn't get the hat, but he got like a nice apron. So
I feel like this is just I think this is something like Cody wants to spend $1,500 on cooking lessons is what it is.
I think cooking is an important life skill.
You're acting like I'm starving without these lessons.
No.
Like, what will he do without these cooking lessons?
He's like treating you like an Italian grandma. He's like, you look skinny.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I just ate. Here, have some more.
I think it's twofold. I think there'll be a point in Alex's life where he has to cook more. So, I'm preparing him for that moment. And I think it impresses women that you can cook.
Dude, if Walmart don't have it, he don't need it. That's why he's on Bob Evans mashed potatoes.
Okay? No, that's not me. That's true.
You did stand by that.
If I cook at home, it simply involves the grill. Like, that's truly like that. Otherwise, I go out to eat. It's just me. So, sometimes, honestly, it doesn't make sense for me to make a full-blown meal. I'm not good with leftovers. So, it doesn't make some sense for me to go sometimes and go make a full-blown meal. Grilling chicken, grilling steak, grilling burgers. That's what I'll do. And that works for me.
Dude,
if I'm going to grill, stay at home.
Midwestern boy.
That's right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Just meat and potatoes,
I'm all about
meat, potatoes, driving a Ford. We're all set,
He drives a Ford truck now.
Yeah.
Shout
out Shoddy Mission Ford.
He's probably playing some Jason Aldean or something driving down the highway.
I do listen to more country music these days.
Not
Aldean, though. Not Aldean. And not Zach Bryan after his comments about Kansas City. Screw that guy.
Oh, yeah. He said he's never playing here. He's
playing at Bonner Springs anyway.
Yeah.
No, I like.
He's a Philly
I like
fan,
the new
so.
Country stuff, though. I'm not going to listen to George Strait or Garth Brooks, but.
Dude, I'm Waylon Jennings. I like the old stuff.
Okay.
I want stuff my grandpa used to listen to. That's my style.
Yeah. Someone said, who's the chill dude on the show hanging out with you guys? That's Andrew Olson, our friend. He's been on the show.
This is
probably like the sixth or seventh time at least you've been on the show now.
Yeah.
Obviously,
you used to work for a local distillery, now working for Lalo Tequila.
Yes, so this is like the third season, I would say, is the way I'd look at it.
Because
it was always around football
season.
We've
had you on before the Derby once before, too, because you did some events with that. Yep. And
now we do Cinco de Mayo. Now we just do what are the other tequila-based ones that make sense,
Hispanic Heritage Month is mid-September through mid-October.
Okay, now we don't have.
That's
I usually
one.
Go to the festival down in KCK.
Nice. Yeah.
Great food and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Dia de los Muertos. You don't even need a holiday.
We just paint a sugar skull and drink? No, I'm not saying we need an excuse. I'm just saying, you know.
Let's paint your face like a sugar skull. That's the mascot for the fan.
Whole show.
Oh my gosh.
He's the sugar skull.
Do you guys have any heritage? You're like, no, just painting my face like a sugar skull.
Just enthusiastic.
Yeah, just enthusiastic about Hispanic Heritage Month.
Champions of the brand.
I will say, Carrington hasn't come in studio on a Friday in 2 months.
He sniffed out the booze.
He saw a cocktail. He saw you. And then made a request.
He saw you and knew that they were going to be really, really good. And then, yeah, he said, can you make it a different way for me?
Because we had tahini on it. And then if you've never put tahini on watermelon or a cocktail, it's really good.
He threatened me with violence. You guys saw that.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He said, if you didn't have those tattoos, it was over.
Tattoos, that was his concern?
That's
Andrew's
what he said.
Like way bigger. And I imagine stronger than him.
I just give him a big old hug.
I got to be honest. If we had to handicap it, like they made you two fight.
Oh, it's over.
You would be plus. You'd
no,
be like
minus.
Plus,
he'd be minus.
Or minus, minus 10,000. Like, I mean, you would be the
heavy favorite.
Heavy favorite. I don't know if you'd fight dirty or not. That's the only thing I don't know.
I don't think I'd have to. Yeah. And that's not on him. That's just, you know, Marine Corps.
Sussing it out.
You missed Cody earlier. You missed Cody.
Feels like there's a tap out there in the first, like, 90 seconds.
You missed Cody earlier in the show talking about strangling seals.
I said
Your
Mike
thoughts.
Florio would strangle a seal to get a click on a website. Not me. I said Mike Florio would do it.
Strangle a seal. What a thing to say.
Yeah.
I stand by it. I made him do anything for a click.
Well, I mean, we were talking about this golf tournament thing. Maybe it's me and Carrington with like big boxing gloves.
That'd be fun.
Or something along those lines. Yeah. Or like American Gladiator with the sticks, the pugil sticks with the pads on either side.
Good stuff. Andrew, good to see you, man.
Good to see you
Obviously,
guys. Thank you.
We appreciate you hanging out with us. It's been a little Fan Club Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Hope you guys have a great weekend. The Drive with CDOT is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.